If not now, when? It's a very simple question. If not now, when? When can we take down the Confederate flag? When? If not now, when? I say that together, we can do it right away. Together, we can live in a land where we no longer have to fear being pencil whipped at the time, clocking at the cash register, and on April 15th, and at the ballot box. My name is Montel Claude. I represent the New Natural Law Party. And this afternoon, we're going to talk a little bit about three very related things. We're going to talk about Senator Lindsey Graham. We're going to talk about the Confederate flag. And we're going to talk about guns. We're going to talk about race. We're going to talk about guns. We're going to talk about Lindsey Graham. We're going to talk about the Confederate flag. And we're going to talk about race. And we're going to talk about guns. We're going to talk about guns. I'm going to talk about Lindsey Graham. I'm going to talk about race. And I'm going to talk about the Confederate flag. Now, what's bizarre is there's some people who could easily take any of those terms and associate them all together. You have Lindsey Graham, Senator from North Carolina. You have the state of North Carolina. You have the city of Charleston. You have the Confederate flag. You have guns. You have angry white guys. And some people would immediately know the association between all of these things. Because there are some who don't, we're going to take a moment just to look at these topics and explain their very simple relationship. Now, you know, Senator Lindsey Graham, and he made a comment about the Confederate flag probably within the last 72 hours or so. And what he says about the flag is that it is just a part of who he is. Tim, not me, saying that. Now, this is the same Lindsey Graham who said about his party that they don't have enough angry white guys to stay in business. Now, again, this is a person who is pro-angry white guy and at the same time, pro-Confederate flag. Pro-angry white guy, pro-Confederate flag. Pro-angry white guy, pro-Confederate flag. Angry white guys and the Confederate flag. And then when you throw in there guns, that's when things begin to really concern me. An angry white guy is one thing, an angry white guy with a gun, a whole other thing. You don't believe me? Look at Charleston. Nine people dead. Nine people dead because a young guy took a gun into their church, prayed with them before slaughtering them. Think about that. You guys talk about religious freedom. I would only assume that religious freedom is the freedom to pray in your church without being murdered. I couldn't think of a more fundamental religious freedom than that. Someone goes to church, prays, shouldn't have to go through a metal detector. And these are the guys who talk about religious. Dylann Roof took a gun into a church and killed people in a state where they fly the Confederate flag. One topic that's come up is comments that he's posted and the website on which those comments were posted and who owns and funds the website and who else this person funds. And I guess you can go and examine it for yourself, but the website where these comments were posted, where Dylann Roof expressed his anger with people who don't look like him and decided that the most expedient and efficient way to deal with what he felt were pressing issues to him was to go and murder. Now, again, this happened in a state where they fly the Confederate flag, published on a website where they use some pretty awful language to describe other people. Now, again, Lindsey Graham, guy who talked about there not being enough angry white guys, has people in his party who are funded by someone who created a website, I guess, to make white guys angry. I think Dylan stated that he went onto the website and noticed videos and comments about black-on-white crime and saw to it to even the score by murdering churchgoers. That was how he felt. So it would seem. You know, I'm not putting words in his mouth. You know, this is me extrapolating from many of the comments that he's made. Now, again, Lindsey Graham, angry white guys, guns, angry white guys with guns, angry white guys who take pictures with the Confederate flag and guns, angry white guys with guns and the Confederate flag, and Lindsey Graham. Think about that. You have an angry white guy who was radicalized by a website that is funded by someone who funds GOP campaigns. Terror network. The terrorists. They incite people to violence. They stir the pot. They do quite a number of other things, and I'm going to actually discuss some of our issues, but I just wanted to make sure that I put a very solid foundation on us understanding part of the issue of what happened in Charleston, the place where they have the Confederate flag, the place where they have people who create websites where they produce a lot of racial commentary. It's a place where they're very pro-gun and pro-angry white guy and pro-Confederate flag. Pro-Confederate flag, pro-gun, pro-angry white guy. Now, when you mix up the Confederate flag and angry white guys and guns, I'm not sure what you're expecting. You know, but when you get those things together, you can get results. Angry white guys with guns and the Confederate flag can get you some things going. And Lindsey Graham is pro-gun, pro-Confederate flag, and he is pro-angry white guy. He said that they just simply weren't producing enough angry white guys in order to maintain their party. And it seems like these websites were constructed in order to radicalize guys so that they would become angry and violent. 9 people murdered in a church. Now, these are the same guys who say they're pro-religious freedom, and one of the guys who was radicalized by he's a political contributor to many of their campaigns. He also, in addition to funding some of these campaigns, he maintains an online location where this doctrine of hate is practiced and preached and accepted. Flying the Confederate flag is a way to symbolize and to signal to the public that hateful views are accepted. It's a way that they symbolize and signal to each other, bigotry is accepted. Flying the Confederate flag is a way that they symbolize and signal to each other that sexism is acceptable. Flying the Confederate flag is a way to symbolize and to signal to people that views against same-sex couples are accepted. That taking violent action who aren't also angry white men are accepted. Now, you have to look at the police departments and you have to look at the Ku Klux Klan. Now, I'm sure that Lindsey Graham would find it okay if police officers were being recruited out of the Ku Klux Klan. There are some people who would say that the modern police officer, police department, really starts to look like the Ku Klux Klan to them because of their actions and their behavior. If you go to McKinney, Texas, and you look at where the kid had her face smashed in the dirt after she was body slammed, where the guy took his gun out, and McKinney, Texas, I just wanted to explain how that came on our radar screen. I was sitting here reading some of your views on quite a number of other things, and I started to see McKinney. I saw it over and over again. I saw it trending. I had no idea what it was. I've never been to McKinney, Texas. I've never heard of it. And then I wanted to know what's going on in McKinney, Texas. And I saw, and here was the first thing that really got my attention. They're arresting all the black people. I go, wow. Well, if that's what's going on, that's a big issue. That's a concern. You know, what do you mean they're arresting all the black people? And so I look at this video, and the first thing I notice is a barrel roll and then some guys trying to return equipment to police officers. And what I noticed about all the people who were being detained was what color they were. And that's McKinney, Texas. You can also look at Ferguson, Missouri, where Mike Brown was shot and killed in the street. Darren Wilson pulled up next to them in the street, told them to get the F out of the street. I believe he drove away, drove back, and then pulled Mike Brown into the car, started choking him. And then the next thing you know, Mike Brown's dead. McKinney, Texas, people having a pool party. Someone called the police, and the way that I would describe it is, they saw people who were having fun who weren't blonde, and so this bothered them, and so they called the police. And the way that a lot of the witnesses are explaining it is that this individual, this adult, started a fist fight with one of the pool party goers or one of the people who was throwing the pool party. So this whole angry white guy, Confederate flag, gun, racism, sexism, ableism, this whole thing seems to be their policy and their platform. It's who they are. It's what Lindsey Graham said. Lindsey Graham said that about the Confederate flag, that it is part of who he is, part of who they are. They are the angry white guys. They're the white guys who don't think there are enough angry white guys. They're the angry white guys who don't think there's enough guns. They're the angry white guys with guns who don't think there's enough Confederate flags. I've never seen or heard of anything so disturbing. When Lindsey Graham said that they didn't have enough angry white guys in order to stay in business, that I found shocking and disturbing. When he most recently, within the last few days, attempted to defend the Confederate flag by claiming that it is part of who he is, it prompted me to really give a discussion about who he really is. When you look at, and let's talk a little bit about gay marriage, Black Lives Matter, and the environment right here. I'm going to talk a little bit about gay marriage. I'm going to talk a little bit about Black Lives Matter, and talk a little bit about the environment. We're going to talk about that right now. Now, these are all issues that Lindsey Graham is against. I can tell you what he's for. Lindsey Graham is for angry white guys. He's for the Confederate flag. He's for guns. Rick Perry referred to the incident in Charleston as an accident. Guy takes a gun, and Rick Perry calls this an accident. The thing is that they have gone beyond just upsetting. They've gone beyond just disturbing. This is a safety hazard. This is a safety issue. Angry white guys with guns and the Confederate flag. Angry white guys with guns and the Confederate flag. We've never seen another group of people in human history unite together in an attempt to suppress, repress, and oppress everyone else. If you'll forgive me, I'm simply calling a spade, or, okay, I'm calling a cracker. Graham says that they don't have enough angry white guys. He says the Confederate flag is part of who he is. You have Rick Perry, who says that these nine murders in a church were an accident. I don't know how they expect us to be able to contain ourselves. John Stewart went on the air without a script, and I'm kind of taking a little bit from what he did that day, because you don't need a script for this. The issue is that we have a public safety issue ongoing as we speak. People's lives are in danger. And to the extent that you would attempt to discuss anything else, you're contributing to the safety issue. Let me explain how this safety issue extends further. Now, again, you have Lindsey Graham, says the Confederate flag is part of who they are. You have Governor of Texas, who says that this multiple murder is an accident. And the only thing that I can say is that the reason why they are attempting to cast it in that light is to prolong the violence. I want to talk about the Black Lives Matter hashtag. I want to talk a little bit about same-sex marriage. I want to talk a little bit about the environment. From the perspective of this campaign, same-sex marriage is the easiest of topics to deal with. I know there are a lot of people who find that a difficult topic. This is actually the first time that our campaign is really taking a position on this issue. And the best that I could say is that from the perspective of our campaign, we're not really in favor of anyone's marriage, but we certainly won't allow you to forbid anyone from getting married. Two adults want to get married, that's their business. End of that topic. Moving on. We have Black Lives Matter, and we have the environment. Yes, I just dismissed same-sex marriage. Moving on. As a matter of fact, what I would do is I would request Congress and I would request state houses to make a bill whereby you could charge someone with a hate crime for trying to restrict marriage between two adults. Moving on. So Black Lives Matter, ecology, and the environment. We have a little over 10 minutes left in our show. I'm going to give about 5 minutes to Black Lives Matter, and it deserves more time than that. I'm going to give about 5 minutes to the environment, and it requires a lot more time than that. But I'm going to tie it into the Confederate flag, the angry white guys with guns, and Lindsey Graham. Now, Lindsey Graham probably does not tweet Black Lives Matter. As well, he's probably against the carbon tax. I am for a carbon tax, and I believe that Black Lives Matter. I believe that people are human beings. I believe that what color you are when you're born says very little about who you are. And I believe that we can take concrete steps as a party and as a nation in order to secure the blessings of liberty to all people, no matter what color they are, no matter how long their hair is, no matter what color they made their hair, no matter how many tattoos they have, no matter how tall or short or fat or skinny, I think that we have to be able to look past all those things, to look past how large someone's breasts are, or if they have breasts or not, if they have testicles or not. I think that when we look at people and make decisions about who they are based on what we see, that it is the most counterproductive thing that I've imagined or experienced. 9 people died in Charleston because of what color they were. Dylann Roof made a decision based on some information that he got from a website that described certain people of certain colors in certain ways. He believed the information that he got, and he acted on the information. The young man photographed with the Confederate flag, the same flag that Lindsey Graham says is a part of who he is, committed 9 murders. There are a number of people who were killed by police officers. There's people who were killed by other radicals. And what's really interesting is to see the people who are so accepting of angry white guys with guns. But here's one thing that, one place where I'll contradict Lindsey Graham greatly. Now, Lindsey Graham's complaint was that they weren't making, they could not generate enough angry guys with guns to stay in business. You know, and when you say that there aren't enough angry guys with guns, I have to contradict you. I think we have plenty enough angry guys with guns. Just one angry guy with a gun is enough. And I'm a person who's willing to simply say that enough is enough, and that something has to be done about race, and something has to be done about the Confederate flag, and something has to be done about guns, and something has to be done about hate crime in general, and that something has to be done about Lindsey Graham, and something has to be done about Rick Perry. This mass murder that took place in Charleston is reprehensible. And the fact that the information that this individual acted on came from a website that is managed by an individual who funds Grand Ole Party campaigns indicates that, like Lindsey Graham says, this is just a part of who they are. So you have these individuals who are anti-woman, anti-African-American, anti-Asian, anti-immigration, anti-education, anti-abortion. They are, you can go down the list of everything that they are against, and the list of what they are for is very short. They are for angry white guys with guns. Now, I describe this as, you know, they went out and they tried to run a campaign based on loving guns and hated taxes. You know, and I'm here to stop the gun huggers and the amosexual. We're going to put an end to this gun hugging amosexuality. Gun hugging and amosexuality has to be put to an end. There is no way that you guys are going to embrace violence and hate and bigotry and act on it and expect everyone else to do absolutely nothing. There is no way that at the same time that you embrace this hate and bigotry and violence and the Confederate flag, and that you would try to attempt to make excuses for Dylann Roof, that you would do all of this while at the same time trying to tell us that climate change doesn't exist. And it's all the same smoke and mirrors. It is all the same fantasy, non-reality that you would try to sell to the public. And then, oh, you know, it doesn't matter how much pollutants you dump in the river. It doesn't matter if you fly the Confederate flag. It doesn't matter if you are sexist. It doesn't, rape doesn't matter. Rape's like the weather. Sometimes it's inevitable. All of this firemen that people like Lindsey Graham and Rick Perry and Ted Cruz, this is who they are. It's what Lindsey Graham said. They asked about the Confederate flag and said it's part of who they are. Anger. Sexism. It's racism, ableism, and it's classism. It's discrimination against the LGBT community. It's fracking. It's, I could go on and on what their issues are, but clearly they have united their issues around the Confederate flag. And so, yeah, I say take it down. Take down the Confederate flag. Take it down. Take down the flag. What it symbolizes and instructs is hatred. There is no other way to describe it. There is no other way to put it. And it would behoove us all to use simple, plain language and to describe stuff for what it is. At the New Natural Law Party, what we've done today is we began to expand our party. We initiated someone to help us deal with the hate crime issue by simply listing them out. We just want to get a gauge on how many hate crimes there's been. We also began to open up our party to people in Alabama and Illinois. And there's one other state where we actually began to, and in Missouri. So again, if you're in Missouri, if you're in Alabama, please know the Natural Law Party is coming. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be ashamed of who you are. Lindsey Graham and Rick Perry are going to be made to be ashamed of who they are. I'm told that our show is coming to a close now, so I'm going to finish with what I started, and that is simply explaining that today's show was about Lindsey Graham and Rick Perry and the Confederate flag and angry white guys and guns. You and I can work together to get rid of guns and anger and the Confederate flag. We can do it working together. I'm Montel Claude. I am the candidate for President of the United States. My party is called the New Natural Law Party. We are centered around common sense solutions. We are centered around science. We are centered around logic. We are a party that is pro-environment and anti-war. So you can go tell Lindsey Graham that you hoisted our flag, the flag for the Natural Law Party, and you hoisted the American flag, and it's just a part of who we are. Together,